NPR's Scott Horsley reports on proposals to prevent blackouts.
The extent of the power outage left operators of the electric grid both red-faced and puzzled. Michael Gent heads an industry group that oversees the grid called the North American Electric Reliability Council, or NERC. He told a conference call yesterday he was personally embarrassed by the blackout. He was also at a loss to explain how such a widespread outage could occur.
When we designed this system to work this way, we never anticipated that we would have a cascading outage. In fact, NERC was formed for that exact purpose after the 1965 blackout to prevent this kind of an outage from happening.
Authorities still don't know just where the problem started, but Gent has promised a thorough investigation to isolate the trigger point. The probe is likely to focus on the so-called Lake Erie Loop, a transmission system that stretches from New York west to Detroit and north into Canada. Authorities observed major power fluctuations on the Lake Erie Loop Thursday afternoon. Whatever the initial cause was, it touched off a chain reaction, as more than 100 power plants automatically shut down to protect themselves. Bill Komisch saw a similar but smaller blackout 7 years ago that spread to 11 western states. Komisch, who works for the Western Electricity Coordinating Council, says it was probably a combination of factors that caused the northeastern blackout. Otherwise, he says, the damage would have been more isolated.
The simpler problems happen several times a day, and nobody notices except the people who are operating the system. It's hard to believe that a single problem could have spread this way. There had to be a series of problems or a number of problems that occurred in the same time frame to cause it to spread like this.
Komisch adds, the more heavily loaded a transmission system is, the more vulnerable it becomes. Authorities say the northeastern grid was not that heavily loaded when Thursday's blackout occurred, but if hot weather demand is not to blame, that makes the widespread failure of the system all the more mysterious. President Bush and others have described this as a wake-up call to modernize the electric grid. Jim Owen is a spokesman for the Edison Electric Institute, a trade organization of the nation's public utilities.
We've been saying for some time that we do need to expand and upgrade our transmission capacity in most parts of the country, basically to meet what is an ever-increasing demand for electric power.
Deregulation of the wholesale power business prompted a flurry of investment in new power generating plants in recent years, but the transmission system is still regulated and so far has not attracted as much investor attention. Some elements of the pending energy bill are designed to encourage new transmission lines. Clark Gelling of the utility-sponsored Electric Power Research Institute says the grid needs updated technology, not just additional wires.
Basically, I'm talking about an integrated energy and communication system that would be fully sensing and self-healing, that I won't pretend to say we'll never have an outage, but when it does, it'll be mitigated, it'll be localized, and the system will self-heal around it to a great extent.
The chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee wasted no time in calling for hearings next month into the causes of the blackout. With the fresh memory of 50 million people in the dark, Congressman Billy Tozan says lawmakers should pay close attention to the power grid as they try to work out a final energy bill. Scott Horsley, NPR News.